Well, today is Pentecost Sunday. It's a day of celebration. It's a day when we remember how the Holy Spirit came and transformed the lives of the future and the future of the disciples. And, you know, in many ways, Pentecost is the day when the future shaped the church and the church was born. You know, our modern celebration of what happened at Pentecost is quite different. You know, what happened on Pentecost back then is quite different to how we celebrate than how we celebrate today. You know, Pentecost was a celebration that took place 50 days after the Passover celebration and at the end of the harvest. And, you know, we are a Holy Spirit believing church, and today on Pentecost Sunday, what we celebrate is the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. Amen? Amen. It is a celebration. It's our beginnings, really. And Jesus said His disciples would receive power after the Holy Spirit comes into their lives. Power over the sin in their lives. Power to share the truth of who Jesus is. And the power to overcome the evil in this world. The power to preach the Word of God to everyone they meet. And it wasn't just for them, it's for each and every one of us that are here this morning. You can have that same power that they had. Think about Philip in the Scriptures for a moment. Philip is he's a great example of someone who was willing to allow the Holy Spirit to lead him and guide him. Philip went to Samaria, a place that nobody else wanted to go, and God used Philip to start a revival by preaching about Jesus. And we need to understand that the presence of the Holy Spirit is to help us to follow God's ways and purpose in our lives and to help us live to serve God and not ourselves. You know, as Spirit-filled believers, we must realize that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to us to exalt Jesus and not ourselves. The Holy Spirit is given to us, to all who trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior, so that we can tell others how they can be forgiven and saved and assured of a place in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Today we remember and celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, and we celebrate the fulfillment of the promise Jesus made to His disciples. And in Luke 24:49, it says, "I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." And I think, real quick, not in my notes, I think how many of us need to stay a little while. We need to kneel down and stay just a little while until the Holy Spirit comes and speaks to us in our life, comes and fills us. Understanding the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives today, and that's an area where some of us may feel like it's out of our depth. It's hard to understand these things. And as a Holy Spirit believing people, we can know more about the Spirit. We can draw closer to Him in our everyday lives. And we can sense His presence within us. We can allow Him to work in us and through us. Amen? We can experience a fresh sense of purpose in our life. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. You can experience this freshness and this newness that the Holy Spirit gives. Our desire should be that we would not just know more about the Spirit, but we would experience Him in our lives as we allow Him to work through us. Amen? I want that experience every day. I preach about that. I want to feel God's presence in my life working every day so I know it's Him and not me doing what I do. I want to encourage you to allow yourselves to be inspired, to be moved, and to be changed by the Holy Spirit. All of us at times can quench the Holy Spirit in our own lives. The Scripture says, don't quench the power of the Holy Spirit. Allow the Spirit to work in your life today. Allow Him to move in every part of your life, whether it be at home, whether it be at work, whether it be at church, whether it be at Walmart or Kroger, wherever you're at, let the Holy Spirit work in your life. Allow the fire of the Spirit to use you to bring truth and life and light to people who need to be in a personal relationship with God. Today, allow the Holy Spirit to make you the person God has called you to be. Amen? If each of us allowed the Spirit to use us this year, what a difference we could make. What a difference we could make in our families and in the lives of our friends and in the life of this church. Amen? If we just allow the Holy Spirit to use us and to work through us, this church could be a church that would be set on fire with revival. And let me tell you, where there's a fire, it draws attention. Amen? It draws attention. We are a church built on the presence of the Holy Spirit working in the church and in the lives of the members of this church. What a difference we could make in this world if we would just allow the Holy Spirit to take control of us every day. You get up in the morning and I pray, Lord, lead me. Lord, guide me in whatever I do. Guide my words. Guide my actions. That's an action word in itself. I ask the Lord to lead and I ask the Lord to guide me. Are you willing to allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life today? Amen? Man, we should all be standing on our tippy toes saying, Lord, lead me. Work in my life today. Are you willing to allow Him to take control? Amen? I know many of us, we like to be in control. God's just saying, Lord, the Lord Jesus is just saying, let me be in control for a minute. Let me be in control and just let me take care of this. When we allow the Spirit to work, amazing things will happen. Let me tell you, amazing things happened in the Bible. In the Scriptures, the stories that are told to us, amazing things happened. I've seen some amazing things happen in my life. I've seen amazing things happen in the lives of many. When we allow the Spirit to work, let me tell you, amazing things will happen. When we allow the Spirit to lead us and guide us and control us, then others will see this amazing change that happens in our life. We're not the same as we used to be. People notice that. We don't go the same places we used to go. We don't do the same things we used to do. We're different. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is leading us now and guiding us. Not that we can't, but we just don't. Because the Holy Spirit just, we want to follow Him. Amen? I remember the story in the Old Testament about Obed-Edom when David brought the ark to his house and wanted to leave it there. And he left it there for a while, and the whole time the ark was at his house, David went back to build a place for the ark and to prepare for it. The whole time the ark was at his house, it says his family was blessed and Obed-Edom was blessed. And when David came back to get the ark, Obed-Edom's like, wait a second. I'm going with you. I'm going with the presence of God. I'm not going to go any longer in my life without the presence of God. I love that story. When the Holy Spirit works in your life, you don't want to go anywhere without Him. It's better than the American Express credit card, right? Never leave home without it. That's an old commercial. You know, the book of Acts shows us clearly what happens when the Spirit moves in power. In Acts chapter 2, it's the account of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit comes and the Holy Spirit empowers the people and they're changed. Then Peter, you know, we think about the story of Peter, uneducated Peter, fisherman Peter, preaches his first Spirit-filled sermon in Acts chapter 2, 14 through 21. It goes like this, then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem, make no mistake about this. These people aren't drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy, and I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on earth below, and blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark, and the moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Amen. That doesn't exclude anyone. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Amen? Amen. I'm glad I called upon the name of the Lord. Aren't you? Amen. And if I move on to Acts chapter 2, verse 32 and 33, it says, "God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this. Now He is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven, at God's right hand, and the Father, as He had promised, gave Him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today." Amen. God poured His Spirit out. The Holy Spirit changed Peter that day. The Holy Spirit can change you today. Amen. He can change you today. In his sermon, Peter quoted the prophet Joel, and it was roughly 800 years earlier that the prophet Joel had prophesied about the things that would happen in the future. The book of Joel contains prophecies about God's judgments and God's blessings, and Joel prophesied about the future, about the end times, and every day and every hour we draw closer to the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose. Amen? We do. The last days Joel speaks of are the days before Jesus returns. The last days are today and tomorrow and every day until Jesus returns. Every day till Jesus returns, God has promised to pour out His Spirit. Amen. Every day, God has promised to pour out His Spirit. Will it be you today that He pours His Spirit out upon? Amen. God has promised to pour His Spirit out. He's promised to pour it out on you. All who call upon the name of the Lord. Does that bring joy to your heart? Amen. Doesn't that encourage you? Doesn't that inspire you to want to do more for Christ? Does that make you want to jump up and shout, "Thank you, Jesus"? Because let me tell you, I couldn't make it in this fallen world without the power of the Holy Spirit working in my life. I couldn't. In Acts chapter 3, the crippled man is healed, and then Peter and John preached, and many people came to faith. Peter and John are arrested and led before the rulers and elders and priests of Jerusalem and their council. In Acts 4:7, it tells us that they brought in the two disciples and demanded, "By what power or in whose name have you done this?" And Peter, I like this, filled with the Holy Spirit. He couldn't have done it any other way. But it says, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state all to all of you and to all the people of Israel that He was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The man who you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the Scripture where it says, the stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the Scriptures. I like that translation. Ordinary men. Ordinary men with no special training. Ordinary men with no special training, but filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's the difference. And I would say, you know, are you ordinary? Are you an ordinary man or woman here this morning? Maybe you don't like that word ordinary. Or should I use the word normal? But normal, that's really kind of the wrong question to ask someone. Seriously, you know, in the eyes of this world, as much as we might like to think ourselves as being special, we're really all just pretty ordinary people, aren't we? We are ordinary people, but we are loved by an extraordinary God. Amen? Ordinary people who are filled with the Holy Spirit can do extraordinary things. Amen? God knew that. He says, I don't need the most educated person out there. I just need somebody that's willing. Just give me somebody who's willing. Amen? I'll give them the strength. I'll give them the knowledge. I'll give them everything they need. I just need somebody willing to do it. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He wants to feel the touch of the Spirit in your life. He wants you to feel Him working in your life. God wants you to be filled afresh today, tomorrow, next week, next month, every day of your life. He wants to fill you every day. It's like going to the gas station and getting filled up with gas. Man, we know how painful that is today, don't we? But let me tell you, it's not painful when you get filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. God wants you to be Spirit-filled and Spirit-powered and Spirit-controlled today. Are you willing today to be changed? Amen. Are you willing today to let go of yourself and let God take control? Are you willing to be transformed today? Are you willing to be used for His glory today? Amen. That's how people get saved, when we allow God to work through us. Amen. We are His hands and feet. We are supposed to be the image of God. We are not God, but we are supposed to be His image as we're here on this earth. Peter was transformed through the baptism of the Holy Spirit from a coward who denied Christ three times to a Spirit-empowered preacher who saw over 3,000 people saved in his first sermon. Man, that's something to stand on, ain't it? If I could just get 300 saved in my lifetime, I'd be okay with that. The disciples were bold in their witness. All of them, except for one that I know of, were martyred for their faith in Jesus. And I remember the story of Andrew, who they said when they took him to be crucified, that he preached the whole way. And he said, I've been waiting for this day my whole life that I could die for my Christ. Man. Bold, but he can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit that lived within him. They prayed more. They preached more. They spoke the Word of God with boldness. Man, if you have trouble witnessing to people,
just pray the Holy Spirit guide you. He'll give you the strength to say words that you didn't know you could say. Amen. Sometimes I get tongue-tied. Sometimes I think, I don't know what to say. I mean, we deal with some difficult situations as pastors. Sometimes people ask us questions and we just don't know what to say. I'm telling you. Sometimes they're just hard. And I pray, Lord, God, give me something to say. I don't know what to say. I just trust Him to give me those words. He told the disciples at one time, He said, don't worry about what you wear. Don't worry about it. Don't take anything with you. He said, a Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. The Holy Spirit will provide everything that you need. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful thing to know and to believe that we don't have to worry about anything? We get caught up in worrying about everything. We worry about our house, we worry about our car, we worry about our family, we worry about so many things. But He says, just trust the Holy Spirit. He'll supply all your needs. Amen. Let me tell you, I want more of the Holy Spirit in my life. I want more. Do you want more this morning? Do you want to be filled afresh? And I'd say allow the Holy Spirit access to your life. Unlock the doors. Unlock those secret closets and allow Him to go in and do the work that He needs to do. So many of us, we open up the front door of the house, but we refuse to open up those secret closets where we keep things hidden. And we got to open it all up. We got to open the whole house up. I want to take the doors off the hinges. Amen. So I can't shut them anymore. I want to take them off so nothing is kept hidden. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you to fill you, to equip you, to empower you, and to lead you. The Holy Spirit brings unity to the people of God. Amen? Look at the people around you this morning. Think about this group of believers you're a part of. Amen? Let me tell you, you don't have to be a member of this church to be a part of this church. Man, because if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're a child of the great King, and that's the one we serve. Amen? We're all going to be sharing in His glory in heaven one of these days. There will be no Greek or Jew or slave or free. There will be no Nazarene or Baptist or Pentecost. It'll all be just children of God. Amen? Praising our Lord and Savior. And I want to take as many with me as I can. Amen? I want my bus to be filled. Man, I'm telling you, we have to allow the Holy Spirit access to our lives and our emotions. Worshiping God involves your head and your heart too. Not just part, it has to be all. It involves your emotion, it involves your joy, it involves your excitement, it involves your worship and your all. It's not just part, it's everything, all in all. Allow the Holy Spirit this morning to work in you and through you, to fill you, to equip you again, to empower you, to lead you, and to control you. The Holy Spirit brings a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful unity to the people. I could say that over and over again, and I just did because I want you to remember it. You know, I could repeat myself at least 3 times and you probably wouldn't catch it. The 4th time, I think you'd remember. God has brought us together and is the Holy Spirit that unites us together. It is the Holy Spirit that enables us to love and to know God and to serve Him. Let the Holy Spirit move in your life this morning and do not quench Him. Allow Him to work in you today. Man, if we could just shout this morning, shout out, thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you've given me. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Holy Spirit to help us through this life in this fallen world. And as I draw to a close this morning, I want to ask you again, do you accept Christ in your life today? Do you want to feel His holy presence working in your life today? Do you want to see and experience the wonders that only He can bring? And you need to be obedient to Him today. You need to be obedient when the Spirit calls you. So many people sequester the Holy Spirit's calling. They push it aside because they're fearful. They're afraid. I've heard people say that they were afraid that God would make them do something they didn't want to do. And they sequester, they quench the Holy Spirit. Can you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit calling you? Can you feel Him drawing you closer to Him this morning? Can you sense the power of God working in you today? In our lives, things can happen around us so quickly. But the only thing that really matters is what happens not around us, but what happens in us. Amen. God wants to do great things through you and in you. My final thoughts this morning, as we celebrate this wonderful day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit and His presence and power in our lives, the message of Pentecost is as great now as it was then. Is the message of salvation and the wonderful news that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. There is nobody beyond redemption here this morning. There's nobody beyond the saving power of Jesus Christ this morning. And whatever you've done and whatever you do, when you come in repentance to Jesus Christ, He will forgive you. And wherever you go, He will go with you. This is the message. Whatever your burdens and cares are, He cares for you. He wants to bring salvation to you. He wants to bring forgiveness, and He wants to give you eternal life through grace and mercy. And He freely gives this, and it's freely available to each and every one of us that are here today. So let me encourage you again to ask the Holy Spirit this morning to help you, to guide you. Let the Holy Spirit reveal the truths in your life that need to be revealed. Sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. Especially in this world today, they don't want to hear the truth. But I stand here as a believer and as a man called to preach the gospel, I'm called to preach the truth. And I can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me. Don't keep the love of Jesus to yourself. By the power of the Holy Spirit, share it with everyone that you meet. Amen. Be the light of this world that God has called you to be. We have a great purpose. We have a great destiny. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, let us work until that day comes. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I humble myself to You, Lord. I thank You for Your Word, Lord. It is encouraging. Lord, we need Your Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, we can't live without You. Lord, bless these people here this morning. Let Your Holy Spirit fall upon this place today. Lord, sanctify hearts. Lord, I praise you. Let us leave here filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us leave here with a great step. Let us leave here this morning, but not leave you. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit goes wherever we go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.